This is Mornings with Al Farabee on CFAX 1070.
It was the breaking story that came to us about this time last hour. Former CBC radio host Gian Gomeshi has surrendered to Toronto police and will be appearing in court today on four counts of sexual assault. So we're here to talk a little bit about it and make sense of it from a legal perspective. We are joined by Victoria defense lawyer Michael Mulligan. Michael is with Mulligan Tem Pearson Law Corp. Good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good, good. So why don't we talk a little bit about why, first of all, these charges are coming now? Any idea?
Well, the police have clearly completed at least the preliminary part of their investigation. One of the interesting things in Ontario is, unlike in British Columbia, the police there have the authority to, in ordinary cases, lay charges themselves. In British Columbia, if the police recommend a charge, Crown Counsel, the prosecutor, would review the report and material and decide in advance whether it's appropriate to approve charges. In Ontario, they have a different model, which is the police can simply lay charges if they think they're appropriate. And then afterwards, Crown Counsel will screen them to determine whether to continue with them or modify what the police originally thought was appropriate. So that's the process there.
Okay. We were reporting, of course, yesterday that it was the dropping of the $55 million lawsuit from Gomeshi for that wrongful dismissal with the CBC. Is that related in any way, shape, or form? Just coincidence?
It may be related in the sense that in the course of a civil litigation, if you're suing somebody, a person is going to have an obligation to engage in processes like discovery, explain themselves and what happened, whereas in the criminal context, a person is presumed to be innocent. They would have no obligation to explain themselves, and it would be for the Crown to prove its case beyond a reasonable doubt. So a person who knew they were being charged criminally might well get the advice, don't be engaging in civil litigation until the criminal process is complete, so you don't subject yourself to the civil processes while the criminal one is ongoing.
Michael, our understanding is Gomeshi will be appearing in Toronto court this afternoon, Toronto time. What might happen in court today?
Well, this will be just the very beginning of the process. One of the early tasks in any criminal case will be the process of the Crown Police providing disclosure to the accused person and his lawyer. So one of the early tasks will be to provide some of that material so that he and his lawyer know what exactly is being alleged and what evidence the Crown has. And then once they've had a chance to review that, they would be in a position to decide what are they going to do. Are they pleading guilty or not guilty? What kind of trial do they wish to have? This sort of thing.
Right. Things like, because there's big international interest in this, and will these proceedings be public, for example? That's probably one of the things that they'll be discussing at least.
That's an excellent question. The starting point, and it's an important starting point in the criminal process in Canada, is that the process be open. That's the starting position. But there are some parts of the process which may not be public. One of the things which will be of interest is whether the Crown is seeking a ban on publication of the information that would identify the complainants. That horse may already be out of the barn given the media attention so far. There are some other limited parts of the process which can have restrictions on reporting, including things like evidence at a bail hearing or evidence presented at a preliminary inquiry. And the reason for those restrictions, and they're temporary ones, is that if the case was going to proceed to, for example, a jury trial, you wouldn't want all potential jurors to be just reading what was said earlier rather than focusing on the evidence at the trial itself.
Right. Will we be hearing evidence with all four counts of sexual assault, for example? Do they deal with one at a time? Is it different from province to province when it comes to things like that?
The Crown has that discretion. They would be able to decide whether to deal with them all at once or individually. Ordinarily, in a circumstance like this, you would expect that the Crown would try all four counts at the same time because there would be evidence which would potentially be have to be called repeatedly if you were to try to deal with it as four separate trials. So in a case where you've got four complainants that have related allegations, the expectation would be that they would proceed together.
And I guess we'll watch, too, to see what his defense lawyer may do as well, including there is that potential of countering those sex assault charges as well, correct?
Well, it's important to remember in a criminal case, unlike a civil one, he is presumed to be innocent. The burden of proof is on the Crown. They will need to prove that he's done these things to a very high threshold, beyond a reasonable doubt. He has no obligation to explain himself or testify if he doesn't wish to. It's genuinely up to the Crown to prove whatever it is that they've alleged to that very high standard.
Okay, we're going to follow this today. Our guest is Michael Mulligan. He's a Victoria defense lawyer with Mulligan, Tam, Pearson Law Corp. Really appreciate the time and the insight, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.